Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. I laugh because the idea of one place holding 50 million rounds just makes me giggle. I can't help myself. I'm sorry. 20 different calibers in handgun, 22 in rifle. That's a lot. And they keep 50 million rounds on hand. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour from the Firearms Coalition, we're going to be joined by Chris Knox, and he and I are going to talk about some things happening within the gun rights advocacy that makes me scratch my own head. I don't understand it. Get it. In the meantime, right now, we have something that's sort of winding itself up that we need to keep a very close eye on. Right now, the Supreme Court is doing a very funky sort of dance around an appeal from the Ninth Circuit Court. And the appeal in question is a preliminary injunction in the case of Jackson versus San Francisco on two regulations. The primary question at hand is whether San Francisco's ban against keeping guns in the home is any more constitutional than the District of Columbia's earlier attempt to do that, which caused the Heller decision in the first place. As the D.C. Heller decision explicitly noted, in Heller, the Supreme Court considered whether the District of Columbia's regulations, which barred the possession of handguns both inside and outside the home and required other firearms to be kept unloaded and disassembled or bound by a trigger lock or similar device, violated the plaintiff's Second Amendment rights. Since they made that decision so recently, it's a little hard to figure out how they possibly would not say that this regulation on the West Coast is constitutional, or unconstitutional for that matter. But that's the argument that was made in the district court ruling and was upheld by the Ninth Circuit. The rationale was that since Heller did not explicitly require handguns to be locked up at all times, that they aren't carried directly on the body of an adult, the regulation is constitutional, which sort of goes directly against the whole shall not be infringed meme, if you will, and instead makes the court rulings a game of how much infringement can we get away with. And it is, in fact, a direct challenge to the Heller ruling. If the Supreme Court allows this ruling to stand, they're essentially telling the appellate courts that Heller didn't really mean what they said it did, and that's going to be a problem. They're saying, we'll let you chip away at the right to bear arms until nothing meaningful is left. The three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit is pushing the Supreme Court to see how much they can get away with. With the new Obama appointees to the court, it may be that neither side is sure how the vote will go. The court has already scheduled the review of the petition for cert five times. The next scheduled time is May 28th. David Hardy, who follows these things, says that he has seen cases be scheduled once, but never as many as four times. He said, I've seen this happen once on cases. Maybe the justices wanted more time to mull it over. Maybe the justices couldn't get to it in time, but never this many. So there's something different going on here. They sent a clear signal to the Ninth Circuit, the justice that did a long time ago. A petition filed in the case by Paul Clement asked for a summary reversal. Coming from Reason.com, the Court of Appeals' conclusion that San Francisco may venture where this court forbade the District of Columbia to go is so patently wrong that summary reversal would be appropriate. That's sort of plain and blunt language, isn't it? It's not really clear what's going on here, but this dithering on what appears to be a clear case isn't reassuring. This should be slapped down summarily, spiked like a volleyball, too close to the net. If guns can be required to be locked up when not carried, why not require that they be in a retention holster? Why not require weekly inspections to ensure that the locking devices are present? Another thing that's forbidden there is expanding ammunition, which I don't understand that at all. If ammunition that expands can be forbidden for sale, why not limit the ammunition to only approved government-issued rounds for sale in special state ammunition stores with records of every round sold and a requirement for the return of every spent case? Wouldn't that be fun? I don't know if you get money back on it like you used to, the old Coca-Cola glass bottles. This is something that's going to bear watching. And it should. It should bear watching. To me, this is clear cut. This is not something that takes a lot of pondering. Heller explicitly stated certain things. One of them is you cannot forbid these things, like having a gun in the house, or putting it to where the gun is not ready for self-defense, or banning guns that are in common use. And yet they do that all the time. They go against the ban against common use all the time, don't they? They've done that in New York. They do it all over the place. They do it in they did it in Maryland. I think they did it in Maryland. So this is one of these watershed moments where it would really be nice to see Scalia rally the old man one more time and once and for all decide this thing. Clarence Thomas, rally the old man. Alito, rally the old man. You know, Heller changed a lot of things in the landscape. McDonald furthered that, and now this allowing to chip away at something. That Heller and McDonald should not have been necessary, okay? But it had already been chipped away so much. So here comes Heller and McDonald. It's sort of like, it appears, you know, at first I was thinking, well, they resurfaced the dam face, didn't they? They reconcreted it. No, maybe they just stuck their fingers in the dike. Maybe they've just been trying to plug the leaks, and now there's so many leaks springing up around them. How do they do that? They're going to have to really do something about it this time. And if they don't, they're basically saying the earlier decisions, if Heller can be chipped away, McDonald even doesn't even have, credence. That's a problem. That's a big problem that we should all be looking out for. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse. Now, Rob joined me before. He's he writes for Ammo Land and Slow Facts, his blog, which I love. And he has the Polite Society podcast. And he's a good time. He'll be joining us tomorrow, but what we're going to be talking about with Chris Knox is about this feud that's going on between essentially David Koppel and Dudley of the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association and or the National Association for Gun Rights. Same guy. And I guess we're going to have to start actually. I'm going to break a rule when we do this. I'm going to be breaking a rule. I am. I'm going to be breaking a rule that I was taught. And it doesn't matter. Because I think in this particular case, it actually needs to be called out more and more and more. And at the same time, I'm going to point out a little conflict that I have with that. Simply because I don't think it was good business the way certain things were done earlier this year. We'll see how that plays. Yes, we will. But in the meantime, we need to be watching this thing. The problem I don't like with the Supreme Court is you can't petition them. It would take a revolution to get rid of this. If they go the wrong way. Watch and see. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. And it seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to guns80.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to guns80.com. Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I know some of you guys are going out there because you're kind enough to let me know. And I appreciate that. And the ones that are going, what they're finding out is they got crazy prices, they got great availability, they got a great selection. And you can find that out, too. If you're getting ready to go train, if you just want to have some ammunition on hand, if you need something for the new gun that you're going to carry, go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Save a lot of money. You're not going to be disappointed. AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, I look at certain things, and people will call certain things soft sciences, like sociology and psychology. And so coming from somebody with both of those things, with both of those sorts of degrees, makes me sort of wonder. And I'm talking about Jennifer Carlson. She wrote a little ditty called Why Men Feel the Need to Carry Guns, which seems to have been based on her book, Citizen Protectors, The Everyday Politics of Guns in an Age of Decline. What age of decline? She begins, since the 1960s, the national conversation on firearms in both political and academic circles has revolved around one main question. Do guns increase crime or reduce it? Are guns tools of escalation or deterrence? Lately, however, social science researchers have become interested in a different question. Not the relationship between guns and crime, but the relationship between guns and people. A new generation of sociologists takes as its point of departure the sheer preponderance of guns, an estimated 300 million firearms in the hands of civilians, more than 11 million concealed carriers. We want to understand why Americans do not just own, but also carry guns. To us, cultural politics matter at least as much as instrumental value. First of all, for a researcher to get out there and make these statements that she makes is malfeasance. There are far more than 300 million guns in the United States today, and there are far more people carrying guns than 11 million concealed carry permit holders now, because there's 6 states that don't even require a permit. Jennifer. Her desire to research took her to Rust Belt, Michigan, where she seems to have interviewed primarily blue-collar workers and maybe some of the unemployed in economically depressed areas around Detroit and Flint. And she then began asserting that the decline in job security is tied to a desire to own guns. And that's, you know, it's an interesting theory, I guess, in a way. She writes, Corey and others suggested that breadwinning now is harder than it used to be. Indeed, men's participation in the labor force has been at steady decline since the 1970s. Well-paying manufacturing jobs have dried up. Frankie, a retired Detroiter, told me that in the 1970s he got a job at General Motors and that they were hiring people off the street with zero education and they could work 20 years and they could make a living. Can't do that now. As men doubt their ability to provide, their desire to protect becomes all that more important. You see, we're compensating, aren't we? That's what it is. We're compensating. They see carrying a gun as a masculine duty and the gun itself as a vehicle for a hardened kind of care work. Caring for others by shielding them from danger and the threat of lethal force. Brad, another Flint resident, told me the child's born. Mortgage, marriage, I have a kid. I'm paying for all this stuff on a truck driver's wage. I wanted to protect them all, so then a firearm comes along. My interview subjects cast themselves as good guys with guns, tasked with assisting the vulnerable among us. As they practice shooting their firearms, they imagine scenarios in which women and children might need their help, a man with a rifle in a schoolyard full of kids, a woman being raped in an alley, an armed robber targeting a dinner waitress. A diner waitress. The gun carriers I met did not frequently attempt to stop crimes, but when they did, they tended to play the role of hero, defending a damsel in distress. 2 gun carriers told me they had intervened in domestic disputes, both relying on their firearms to persuade the assailant to desist. We tend to get mired in public policy debates that isolate the impact of guns on violence and nothing more. We wonder to what degree they contribute to suicide rates or homicide rates. But firearms have a larger purpose in our post-industrial society. In Michigan and other places hit hard by the economic downturn, men's guns can address social insecurities far beyond crime. How does she explain, though, the rate of gun ownership in places where in the country where the economy is booming? See, here's the other thing she doesn't take into account, though. This is one of the things she doesn't take into account. She's looking at these jobs, like these auto manufacturing jobs. I remember when BMW was coming to the upstate of South Carolina, and when they were coming, people from all over the nation that had worked in the car industry were packing their stuff in the car and heading for the upstate. They were coming because they were going to get a job. And wherever some of these other plants and most of the places they've opened up have been right-to-work states, not union states, which Michigan has turned that tide. They've gone to being a right-to-work state, but the damage is done there now. It's going to take a couple of decades to get back where they were. They've already got some of the infrastructure that's crumbling around them, and I don't know what they'll do with it. But, you know, that kind of stuff shifts. Ask Boeing how that works out. Ask anybody that does manufacturing. If they can save some money on the bottom line, which typically with a union shop, you have to pay your workforce more because you're paying the union too. The workforce has union dues coming out. That's why they get so much more money per hour, because they're paying union dues. It's sort of an offset. So they can pay the union dues. I know that sort of simplifies things and it makes it very, very basic. But what about booming gun ownership in places? Texas is the number 13. I think it's the number 13 economy in the entire world. How does she account for the number of upper middle class gun owners who seem to be both well off and well armed? How does she account for the rapid rise in female gun owners or youth that are taking to the ranges? Maybe she attempts to answer those questions in her book. I don't know. Maybe she didn't have time to answer them in her column. It is a bit suspect that she sort of attempts to tie a small paycheck to gun ownership. It's like the people that aren't making as much money as they want to or should think or think they should are out there trying to, you know, they're planning to get vengeance or something. But it's the old compensating thing, the old sexual inadequacy cliche that's just repackaged. That's not impressive. That's not research. I've had that done. I remember what show I was on. I was on Tom Hartman's show. If you've ever heard of Tom Hartman, he's probably one of the only liberals in the top 10. And he wanted to know about open carriers in Michigan and if they were carrying guns to compensate for the fact that they were inadequate sexually. Because I completely destroyed him on his point he was trying to make, which was about studying gun violence, which had already been done the year before. He wasn't ready for that, and that was fun. But that's what he came back at me with. That's like playing tennis with somebody that you break their racket their first time out. You hit it back at them so hard their racket shatters, and they're just trying to, you know, hit it with something. Hit it with their forehead, knock it back over the net. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the place to go. If you're looking for 20 rounds, you're going to find a crazy price. If you're looking for 2,000 rounds, well, you're going to find a crazy price. It doesn't matter. That's what they do. They keep 50 million rounds on hand so they can do it whenever you're looking for it. Check that out. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming out of Chicago, they had a bad Memorial Day weekend. 12 people shot and killed, 43 more wounded. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel Rombo said a large part of the solution to the problem is more gun control. That's right. It's already failing miserably, which is always the hallmark of gun control. So this is where they come back and say, we just don't have enough. This is like poverty. Gun control is a lot like poverty. They will say, well, you know, we just haven't spent enough money. Well, we need more money, but you've spent $17 trillion on it. No, we have spent it, and it just hasn't been enough. Okay. All right, $17 trillion. I'd love to see how much that space that takes up. And that's what gun control is like. Breitbart News reported that a shooting on Friday resulted in the injuries of a 4-year-old girl, her 17-year-old cousin, and a 15-year-old bystander in West Englewood. On Sunday, two boys, a 14-year-old and 15-year-old, were shot. The 15-year-old was killed. A 20-year-old was shot and killed in Humboldt Park, and another man was shot and killed in East Garfield Park. On Monday, there were homicides at 2:30 p.m., 5:25 p.m., and 7:50 p.m., and the list goes on and on. It's like E-I-E-I-O. Now, do you want to know in what instance that gun control would have made a difference here? If the shooters were law-abiding citizens. Because only the law-abiding citizens will actually follow gun control. No, the shooters in this particular case, even though they do have concealed carry in Chicago, I'm sure in certain spots, Chicago is a much safer place now. but not in gangland. Not in gangland. Because, you know why? Because the only ones that are actually tasked to go into gangland and do something about it are the cops. The cops are tasked to do that, and law-abiding citizens are supposed to stay away from places like this. Stay away from the fight. But because the shooters in this instance were not law-abiding citizens, his response is more gun control, which only affects law-abiding citizens, is ridiculous to me. That's ridiculous. That's not going after the problem, Rom. For those who ignore the law, more gun control simply means more laws to control. Okay. How do you make something more illegal? That's the thing. If shooting somebody is illegal, how do you make that more illegal? I guess you could make it shooting someone with a slide, the top slide of a semi-automatic pistol that's either blued or matte finished or chromed or stainless steel, or, you know, start adding little, you know, get you another 2 months, another 2 years. I guess you could do that, but isn't murdering people and shooting people already illegal? Isn't hurting people illegal, whether you're using a ball bat or a vase, you know, flower vase full of dirt or a handgun? Isn't all of that already illegal, Rom? This just is more law to be ignored. Yay. According to CBS Chicago, Emmanuel attended a May 26 luncheon honoring police officers, where he said stopping the lawless use of firearms requires more than just officers on the street. It also requires community action and stronger gun laws. He said it is not just about how many police you have. It's about the quantity of guns that are on the street. So we actually have gun laws that back up the men and women we just recognized. An interesting side note to that, however. Back in 2012, coming out of Syracuse University, they did a little survey to track data on enforcement of federal gun laws. And in 2012, out of the 90 jurisdictions in the country, Chicago ranked dead last. They don't follow federal gun law. They want more, but they don't follow it. What's the point of wanting more? You're not going to follow it. What's one more going to do? If we only just had this one more law, if we only had universal background, universal external background check, universal background, all master being background, shut up, please. You've done this so many times now that the perpetual crying of wolf is just sort of getting on my nerves. Now, who's going to get blamed and penalized for the Chicago and Baltimore bloodbaths? Baltimore is on a record-setting pace. But both cities racked up quite a body count over the Memorial Day weekend, with the Baltimore produced the worst carnage in 1 month in more than 15 years, according to WJZ, the local CBS affiliate. They could personally disarm the criminals. The gun prohibitionists, whenever they're looking for a way, that's one thing they could do. However, that's not going to work very well because you actually have to go to them. And you guys wouldn't even recognize them if you saw them. You would not know what to do if you were confronted by one of these people. Coincidentally, the Windy City bloodbath over the weekend is also being chronicled by WBBM, the CBS affiliate there. The network doesn't have to look too hard for sensational stories there. Just focus on two cities with anti-gun administrations, and bodies will stack up like cordwood. In Baltimore, the same weekend, there was 24 shootings over the weekend that produced 9 homicides. They're on pace to break last year's record, and it isn't even June. On June 6th, the 71st anniversary of the D-Day landings at Normandy, anti-gunners are planning to demonstrate at Chuck's Gun Shop in Riverdale, a Chicago suburb. Proprietor John Riggio advised the National Examiner of the upcoming event via email. He's been on those receiving end of those before. At one of those events 7 years ago, a local priest made some unseemly remarks about how the gun shop owner might be snuffed. No matter what they do, no matter what the gun prohibitionists want, the likelihood is that all the shooters in these cities, in Baltimore, in Chicago, they are not the law-abiding. Now, Chicago does have concealed carry. Baltimore does not. So that just makes it that much more indicative that it's not the law-abiding. This past Saturday, law-abiding gun owners got tired of taking the hit for crimes they didn't commit, and they're going to gather in Salem, Oregon, to protest that state's new gun control measure, SB 941, another so-called universal background check measure pushed through the legislature by Democrats against the opposition from the Second Amendment activists, a lot of county sheriffs, and a bunch of pro-rights Republicans. Likely there won't be any rock throwing or burning or window smashing or looting at that demonstration. Polite society and all that. That's because many, if not most, of the participants will likely be armed there, and it is a well-known what celebrated author Richard Heinlein had to say about that. Gun control laws are not going to bring back the dead in Chicago or Baltimore or anywhere else. And they're not going to prevent further carnage. Gun control doesn't prevent these slayings. In fact, it makes them possible. It welcomes them. It's the hand beckoning. Come on in. Come over here. Reducing violent crime is going to involve penalizing the right people. Passing one more law that the thugs aren't going to obey produces nothing but a feel-good headline that creates an illusion of taking action. It is a sham. Do not fall for the sham, people. Be self-reliant. You don't need another law. There's plenty of them already. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay, or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds of ammunition. 50 million rounds of ammunition. Now, yes, those are the normal calibers that most people do carry, but with 20 different varieties of handgun ammunition and 22 different calibers of rifle ammunition, they cover pretty much everything that's out there in this modern firearms world. Check them, and with the best prices, check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com, the only place where if it's on the website, it's in stock. Right now, a lot of people are pushing for these gun violence restraining orders. They're getting into the pre-crime, the minority report, if you will. Despite the fact that with most of these guys, there was plenty of things already in place that they could have taken action about. Jared Lee Loughner knew, his parents knew that he could be dangerous. In the months before a shooting rampage in a Tucson parking lot, they took away his shotgun. They disabled his car at night. They advised him to seek mental health care. And none of that stopped Loughner from purchasing a handgun and taking a taxi cab to an event where Gabrielle Giffords was speaking. He opened fire, killing 6 people and injuring 13 others, including Giffords. Sharon Frattaroli, a gun violence prevention researcher at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg Baudit University, said the parents identified this risk, and my goodness, they were taking some really bold steps to try to prevent what happened. But it wasn't enough. They didn't have enough tools at their disposal to prevent that new purchase. They weren't doing enough. Okay, they weren't doing enough. Simple. The root problem here, if you read that whole thing, is it is next to impossible to commit someone who's exhibiting signs of being dangerously mentally ill. I mean, do they let Jared Lee Loughner have matches or gasoline? This is, again, treating the Second Amendment as if it is just some sort of second-class right, not worthy of the protections afforded to other rights. Now, Adam Winkler, a constitutional law professor and Second Amendment expert at the University of California, said the NRA's concerns are largely unfounded. At the end of the day, it's not a thorny issue. It's not a Second Amendment violation to take away the guns from someone who is dangerous. Although gun violence restraining orders are often portrayed as allowing family members or jilted lovers to take someone's guns away, these restraining orders must be issued by a judge. A judge is not going to issue an order unless he has reason to believe that person is dangerous. That is not so, Professor. In California, they take the guns first, and then you see a judge within 21 days. after the guns have been taken away. Then he can make a ruling and adjudicate whether this is going to last for a year. All the while, okay, all the while, this is not a violence restraining order, okay? This is a gun violence restraining order, and it works as well as any restraining order because it's a piece of paper. It's a piece of paper, okay? A domestic violence person is going to commit domestic violence, and he doesn't care how he gets to do it. He does not care. As a matter of fact, he's probably going to want to do it a little more personally than shooting sometimes. Winkler is incredibly naive with this, given that we know that there's many judges that are hostile and dismissive of Second Amendment rights. And in California, they've already got the guns when you see the judge. So there's going to be a lot of judges in California who will rubber stamp these things. These can be issued without the accused having the opportunity to appear or be represented by counsel in an adversarial hearing. This is not due process, which should be required to deny someone of a fundamental right. California has enacted stiff penalties for the false accusers, but the penalties mean nothing. I don't believe that the vast majority of false accusers will ever be charged. Look at what happened with David Gregory and with Dianne Feinstein in D.C. They were going at a gun, you know, from a gun control angle, so the prosecutors there looked at that and were quite, you know, they quite dismissive of prosecuting them. They said, well, they were doing it in the name of gun control, so that's a good cause. And at the same time, they just convicted a guy of having two Civil War era bullets, slugs, misshapen pieces of lead in his on his desk, like paperweights. He just got convicted of that. With these GVROs, it'll be a case of he said, she said, and prosecutors will understandably be reluctant to take cases to trial on flimsy as evidence. We talked about this yesterday. A lot of prosecutors have hostility towards gun ownership in the first place. And somebody that's trying to petition them to charge a person who made a false accusation, they got their gun stripped from them, is not going to be, you know, jumped on as, oh, yeah, we got to do this right now. That's just not going to happen. The gun violence restraining order will be abused. It will be abused. And it's naive and stupid to think otherwise. There are people out there who seriously believe that gun ownership is a sign of mental illness. In and of itself, the desire to own them is a mental illness. And, you know, in families, you have people like that. You may be as steadfast, constitutional, right down the line, you can't believe that it's so great to be an American and you've got the right to defend yourself and you've been in the military and everything else. And there'll be somebody else out there in your family, a cousin or maybe a brother, your mother, who knows, that thinks you're an idiot and a kook for believing that way because the government knows so much better. It should have been only a matter of time before some gun rights attorney can find someone that's been messed around by this law. And they will make a good plaintiff, and then we'll see whether the Ninth Circuit and the Supreme Court takes due process seriously when it comes to the Second Amendment. I will say this. You know, with what I opened with concerning what the Ninth Circuit is doing and what the Supreme Court is doing by doing this little dance around what San Francisco is trying to do, in the face of the Heller decision, and the fact that we also are looking at due process, and that's become sort of a novelty now. It's how quaint that you think that you should be accused and have a chance to fight back. We're entering a very dangerous time. This is a very dangerous time. All of you that are distracted, by things like Jade Helm. Okay. This is the canary singing in the coal mine right here. They don't need Jade Helm. They don't need to take over the country if they get rid of due process and can just be quite dismissive of Heller. Heller is like it's a reinforcement to what should be a you know, made out of oak barrier between us and the government with the Second Amendment. But no, it isn't. It isn't. It is not. So this is the kind of stuff you need to look at, in my opinion, okay? I know that some of you are very concerned with Jade Helm. No matter what I tell you, you're going to be concerned with Jade Helm. No matter what I tell you about the logistics of taking over the United States with 134 million gun owners and the percentages and everything else that would probably step up, I know you're not going to listen to that. And that's okay. That's okay. But for all of you out there that say, well, this is a false flag and this is a false flag, to me, Jade Helm, especially since it's being talked about before it's even being executed, is a false flag when we've got these two things happening in the background. Without due process, folks, the game is over. Without due process, all the stuff that everybody worries about, the van showing up and snatching you in the middle of the night, that becomes, without due process, that actually becomes trendy. They're already talking about trying to restrict the First Amendment. You shouldn't say this if it's about President Barack Obama, because if you do, you're a racist. All this stuff. If you're going to consider some things, consider everything. Please, if you will. If you will. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Chris Knox, Firearms Coalition. And we're going to talk about the craziness going on in Colorado and some of the other things out there. And we'll talk about the other things that are coming at us, because Chris and his brother, they're right there on the forefront, and they do it in the background. That's all coming up next. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.